If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social. And right now I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch. Today, I'm going to share with you some simple hacks for marketing your listing, stuff that your broker's probably not teaching you and stuff that most agents don't know about. This is good stuff. Get ready to take some notes. Let's go. What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 331 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brohm, here in sunny Salt Lake City. It is springtime, and I'm happy as shit about it because it's time to play some golf. I love it. Golf when it's not, 100 degrees outside, which is always nice. Welcome to the show. This week, I'm going to be talking to you about marketing your listings. Some real basic concepts, right? Some hacks, if you will help you separate your listings from everyone else, which means you're going to get a lot more listings. You're going to have a lot of sellers seeking you out because you do such a great job. And it starts with this foundational concept of how you approach every listing and what you're going to market about it. So there's a little teaser for you. Before we get started, BAMX is turning 1 year old. So BAM, NowBAM.com has been around for 2 years. BAMX just launched a year ago. And to celebrate that, BAMX is launching BAMX in a box. What a name, BAMX in a box. And it delivers a weekly set of customizable templates for email, video, social media, based on the week's housing market and real estate news. This is in addition to all of the other templates and calculators and courses and the community that comes with BAMX. And if you're going to join BAMX, make sure you save yourself some money, use code MASSIVE at checkout and get yourself a big discount off of the annual membership. You can join over at nowbam.com and remember to use code MASSIVE at checkout. And then Keeping Current Matters, since you're loading up your tool belt, you need Keeping Current Matters in there because these are the experts. These are all the housing experts that they study all of the lawsuits, what's happening with interest rates, what's happening with macroeconomics and all the stuff, all the nerdy shit that we don't have time to do because we're marketing our listings. So Keeping Current Matters for just a few bucks a month, they will do all of that research for you and tell you what it means. They'll tell you what you should say to your clients, what you should say to buyers and sellers. They give you scripts. They give you graphics and templates and everything like that. They make your job so much easier. So you can show up at your next listing presentation being an actual expert, not just pretending to be one, but actually being one. And it's going to help you get more business guaranteed. So go to trykcm.com/BAM and get the free trial today of Keeping Current Matters. Let's talk about marketing listings. So where a lot of agents screw up is they approach marketing listings lazily, right? You're lazy about it and you do it the way everyone else does it, right? This is the problem. If you approach every listing the same, you're doing it wrong. Now, the reason being is every listing is not the same. Every listing is different. Here's what you need to focus on. Okay. Every time you go see a house for the first time, here's what you should be looking for. What's cool about it? What's the best thing about the house? And spoiler alert, it may not be the house itself. The house may suck. The house may be a total shit show, but it's near a new shopping center. It's near a train station. It's near a park or a splash pad or a school or something that, or maybe it's the view from the back porch of the house. What is it about the house that's awesome? And if you can focus on highlighting what's coolest about that house, you're going to sell it faster, right? But the key is to first identify what is it about that's so cool. So just the other day, one of our new agents, Dan here in Salt Lake, he joined us at Real Broker, and I stopped by his open house to meet him and to see the property. So it was this townhouse, and it was like the super like four-story tall townhouse where, you know, you walk in the front door and immediately go up the stairs to the kitchen, which is on the second level. Maybe you've seen townhouses like that, but immediately I'm like, okay, what's the coolest thing about that, about this place? And he says the rooftop deck. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I go up there and there's this amazing view to the east of the Wasatch Mountains, just incredible panoramic view to the east, then to the west, the Ochre Mountains to the, out there. It's going to be overlooking the brand new Salt Lake Bees ballpark that's being built right now. There's a new downtown with coffee shops and all this stuff going in. So great location. So what's coolest about it is its location. It's the view off the top. It's the hot tub on the rooftop deck. I mean, yes, the house has a great kitchen, very nice property, but there's a lot of nice properties in the area. There's a lot of nice properties online. So when marketing a property like that, you go to what's the coolest thing that you can visually show off. And this is where a lot of agents screw up. Now, not all MLSs will let you do what I'm about to tell you, okay? So make sure you're compliant. Make sure you check on this. But it's so funny to me that if you have the ability to put whatever photo you want as the main photo on the MLS, why are you putting the front of the house? Why do you just default to doing the front of the house? Now, if your MLS requires you to put the front of the house, then put the front of the house. But then you also get to choose. Do you do this like right in the middle of the day? Do you do a twilight photo, which usually looks a hell of a lot better? Do you do it in the morning as the sun's coming up? But you get to choose how you can highlight the home in the best way possible. But most of us are just lazy. If we're being honest, we're just like, hey, I just need to check the box. I need photos. I need this, that, and the other. And you just check in the box without really thinking about the best way to implement those things. So if you just think about the best way to implement those things, the timing of the photos and then how you market the home and what you talk about, you're going to be selling so many more homes because those homes are going to become attractive where before they're not even standing out. They're just getting lost in the noise. Most listings, they're just lost in the noise. They're just another one. So this is why you start with what's the coolest thing about it? So ask if you're showing up to a listing presentation or you're showing up for the first time and your first time walking through the house, ask them, what's your favorite thing about living here? What's the coolest thing about this neighborhood? What's the best thing about the house? What are you going to miss most about this house? And then you can get at the root of what they love about it. What's the coolest? And you may find out it has nothing to do with the house itself. It's certainly not the front of the house. So if it's the rooftop deck and the view, the hot tub up there and the view from the hot tub, get a great photo professionally done with the right lens. Get it of that and use that as your primary photo. Again, if your MLS allows it. Make sure that when you have a property that has cool visual shit, you can't just take an iPhone photo of it. Now, you should be doing some video walkthrough of yourself, right? So you can put it on your stories, put it on your Instagram story and your TikTok story and all of that, of course. But to really do it right, hire a professional. Stop trying to save a few hundred dollars here or there, because if you try to save a few hundred dollars, you're going to miss out on thousands and thousands of dollars in future commission. Hire a professional because they have the right cameras, the right lens. They know how to get the lighting right. They know how to get the right angles of everything so that it looks the best. How you market a property online is everything. And how you do it on social media is everything. If you have just a mediocre home with a great view, the right photographer with the right videography can really create something that grabs thousands, hundreds of thousands of eyeballs on the internet if you do it right. So you've got to have the right music. You have to have the right, it has to flow the right way. But that's why you have someone who knows what the hell they're doing do it for you. So just because you think, oh, this is an average property, you're just not being creative enough. You're just not being creative enough. So every property, what is the coolest thing about it? And again, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the house. Maybe the house sucks, or it's an ugly paint color or whatever, but they just remodeled the basement, or they just finished the basement, or there's a walkout basement and they have like a play set out there, or a little putting green, or the view, or when the sun sets coming up in the morning, the view is incredible. find that shit out. Because when you highlight that, that's the attractive stuff. When people are looking at photos and videos on social media, they're looking through properties. What are they looking at? They're looking at photos, of course, to find out, do we want to see this? So if they see this incredible photo off the deck of the sunrise or the sunset, they're going to be like, holy crap, that's amazing. Because then they picture themselves having barbecues right there with that same view. But it starts with understanding you can't just check the boxes. Oh, front of the house, bedroom one, bedroom two, family room, living room, backyard. Because then you're missing the coolest shit about the property. The best marketers figure out the coolest aspects of properties and then highlight them in very creative, effective ways. And usually that means a combination of professionally done videography or photos and or photos and maybe drone photography. I mean, it's not always required, but it certainly helps, especially if the location of the property is awesome. Having aerial drone photography drone video helps show that location, right? If you're like, hey, it's just a short walk from the beach, or it's just a short walk from the shopping center or a Trader Joe's or whatever, then what if your drone took off from the front and then literally showed how close it is, rather than just saying it's just a short walk? Show them what a short walk means. If it's just a short walk from the beach, show how short it is visually so people can see it. When you can grasp this basic concept, you've hacked listing marketing, right? All the other stuff with like, you know, okay, how do you get more exposure for your listing, and should I advertise it here or there? That's important, of course. But a lot of times you just want to throw money at it, but you're throwing money at something that you're starting out with one hand tied behind your back because you were lazy and you weren't creative and you weren't figuring out what the best, most attractive, coolest, attention-grabbing parts of that property are. If you start there, then you have a great foundation that is worth investing into ad space here, ad space there, right? Getting featured in this magazine or this newspaper or this website or running ads. But if you're running ads to just something boring, you're wasting your money. What a lot of agents do, if we're being honest, is you run ads and you're not really that concerned with the performance of the ads. You just want to show the seller, hey, I'm doing my job. Look at these eyeballs. Here's these analytics that don't mean shit, because the people that saw it, all those eyeballs, they didn't even notice it because it was boring. It was average. It didn't even stick out to them. It didn't grab their attention when they were scrolling their newsfeed. But your analytics show, look at all these eyeballs. And then you can show that to your seller and feel good about yourself. If that's you and you're just trying to check the box, making the sellers happy and showing them that you're doing a great job, why are you half-assing it? I don't understand. You're going through all that trouble. Why not knock it out of the park with just a little bit more thought, a little bit more preparation, a little bit more intentionality? We're not talking like an extra 20 hours of work here. We're talking maybe think it through for 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Depending on what it is. You see what I'm saying? We're not talking about a dramatic increase in the amount of time it takes to market these properties. It just takes some thought, some intentionality. The best listing marketers do that, right? They figure out what's the coolest. So my friend Paige Steckling, for example, she had a listing out in Harriman, Utah, and the roof, they had this, the roof that was put on, like this deck, you could land a helicopter on it. You could put a car on top of it. Well, guess what she did for the listing video? She had a helicopter come and land on the roof of this house. It was on the news. It was all over social media. It went absolutely bonkers because she's like, wait a minute, this house, which was a nice house, the roof, like this deck roof thing, this cover, I don't even know what to call it. Like it was this big patio thing on top of the house. I guess it was the roof. This roof patio thing, it's strong enough for a car to be up there or a helicopter. And it was actually FAA approved for helicopters to land on it. So she's like, okay, screw the rest of the house, which was amazing. Let's have a helicopter land on it. If you can think like that, you can have results like she gets. And you don't necessarily need to have a listing that you can land a helicopter on top, right? She got very creative. She found someone who knows someone who has a helicopter. She arranged all that. She had great videographers there and all this. Like, it was this big production, right? But it started with understanding what's the coolest thing about the house versus look at the remodeled kitchen. The kitchen on the house was amazing. It was a beautiful house, but it started with the helicopter landing on it. So now people are paying attention to that. Oh, the house is famous now. It's for sale. Wait a minute. That's actually a beautiful home. Oh my God. Look at the view of Salt Lake Valley. Holy shit. It starts with grabbing attention. Think it through. Think it through. Start with, as basic as it sounds, start with wanting to do a great freaking job marketing the listing. I think if a lot of you are honest with yourselves, you're not thinking about how you can knock it out of the park. You're just thinking about how excited you are that you got another listing and now you're going through your process and checking the boxes, right? Which it's not like you're doing a horrible job that way, but you're not doing the best job. You're not crushing it in a way that other neighbors are looking at being like, holy shit, I really need Dustin to come list my house because that marketing was incredible. The way they did the video, the way that they creatively did this or that, the way that it showed up online, the way they did that quick, 11 second long Instagram reel highlighting the pool and the deck. And you see what I mean? If you just put a little bit more thought and effort into it, you could be getting so much more business. But instead, you're spinning your wheels. You're doing just enough. And then you've got to do just enough again and again and again and again. And you're creating so much more future work for yourself. Start with intentionality. And you could become one of the best listing marketers in your entire market, if not the country. And it starts with creativity and a desire to kick ass. Hope this helps. Hope this helps you hack your listing marketing. Start with what actually is cool about the house, which may not even be the house. And if you can start there and figure out how to highlight it visually, you're going to do so much. You're going to stand out so much more above 99.9% of other listing agents. And I guarantee over time, you're going to get a shitload more business and you're going to get a ton more listings than you ever thought possible just doing enough. Thanks for listening so much. If this episode resonated with you, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, if you found it valuable at all, please share it with a friend. Please share it with an agent. Share it with your broker, your team leader, your brokerage, and in your internal Facebook group. Share it with anyone else in the industry who could also get value from it and become a better listing agent. Thanks for listening. See you guys next week. Take care.